Every year, WLOY Loyola Radio and Karen Saar's 8th grade theater class from Roland Park Middle School come together to create a series of radio plays. The following is a piece from the Fall 2014 collection. Enjoy!
Students from the Roland Park 8th grade class of 2014 bring you the 100% true story of Wami Tata, a video play. Ella as Eloquisha, Kennedy as narrator, Michelle as mysterious man, and everyone else as himself.
There once was this really stylish girl named Eloquisha. She was the joke champion in the small town of Buttermilk. Late one night, Eloquisha was walking home past her curfew when she ran into a man. He wore a black Coca-Cola hoodie.
That's good.
That covered his face and big black boots.
So I hear that you're the best there is at trash-talking people.
Yeah?
So I challenge you to a trash-talk session right now.
You're on.
You know what rhymes with blue? True. And that's what you're not. Not true, because you're fake.
Just like your weave.
Oh!
Your mom has such a big mouth, she can eat a banana sideways.
What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? It gets towed away.
What's Mozart doing right now? Decomposing.
If you ever get cold, just stand in the corner of a room for a while. They're normally around 90 degrees.
Your face is so ugly, it makes onions cry.
You want to hear a pizza joke? Never mind, it's pretty cheesy. Ha.
That's not even funny.
You know what? Your face isn't even funny. I should smack you in your nose with a can of delicious Coca-Cola.
That's good.
But it won't do much damage since it's a soft drink. So instead, I'm going to pluck you in your temple right now.
No.
As Eloquisha fell to the ground, her life flashed before her eyes. Let's take it back to the beginning. Eloquisha was a fat baby. She was raised by both her father and her mother. They were a circus family that was a bit crazy and didn't pay much attention to her. Ella still had too much baby fat and couldn't grow a beard, so she could not be in the circus. So she decided she wanted to be a comedian. She wanted to become a comedian because it was a great outlet to release her stress. By the time Eloquisha was a tween, she was known by everyone as the funny girl with the rainbow hair. She had many haters that would do anything to be her. She was such a cool cat with a K. She was so cool that she went to school every day and was never late. Eloquisha was very smart, don't get me wrong. On this particular day, she started the morning by cracking a few jokes about toenail clippings. No matter what she said, it was funny. Over the years, she grew a terrible temper. It was uncontrollable. The only way she could hold down her temper was drinking a can of refreshing Coke.
That's good.
Now back to her dying.
No.
Oh no, I'm gonna run away now.
The next day, the Super Squad is on the search for Eloquisha.
But nothing I know could slow us down.
Oh my, I found Eloquisha, my buddies. She is dead.
We have to find her killer.
So the squad was on the case. Wami Tata went back to his house to clean his oh-so-messy room, while the others searched throughout the town. They went to the market and found no evidence whatsoever, but they did find the bottles and bottles of Coca-Cola.
That's good.
They were all ever so thirsty, so they ended up each drinking 5 bottles. This is not a paid ad.
Am I the only one who finds it weird that there's a market dedicating to selling Coca-Cola?
Hey, look, they have my name. See, and it's spelled correctly this time.
They finished up their soda cans and decided to play on a playground next to the alley where they first found Ella, hoping to find some more evidence.
Look, a footprint. It looks like a boot.
Where did your shoes go, Destiny?
Oh, I accidentally dropped them off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Look, another clue. A piece of jacket is on the fence.
And Destiny has a rip in her jacket.
That's the style that these kids nowadays are wearing.
Let's talk about it more at Wami Tata's house over yonder. We haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he found new info.
So the squad goes to Wami Tata's house.
Oh, I wasn't expecting visitors. Come in.
Wami Taldo is such a loser. Look at this pink diary he has.
Let's look inside. I'll read it out loud. Dear diary, I have a dark secret. I'm a Jewish belly dancer. It kills me every day that I must conceal my true personality inside. But when I get home, I put on my belly dancer snapback and I rock out to the killer moves that I make. I'm afraid the other kids will not be able to handle how sick my moves are. I sneeze on the beat and the beat gets sicker. It's pretty much my life story. Oh, also today, I killed Elaquisha. There can only be one joke off champion, and that's me. Bye for now, diary. Love, Wami Taldo.
Guys, I think Wami Taldo killed Ella.
No duh. Let's scram.
What they didn't know is that Wami Taldo overheard them.
Dang, Flebbits. Now I'm going to have to take out the trash.
So he walked back into the room where they were sitting.
Hey guys, come to the basement with me and we can have milk and cookies and Coca-Cola.
Mmm, that's good.
Because it's ever so delicious.
Sure, I feel like I should be remembering something important about Wami Taldo. Oh well.
Wait, Wami Taldo killed Ella.
Oh my gosh, you can't whisper.
Yes, I killed Ella, and you're next.
To be continued, while you're waiting, drink a Coke.
This video play has been sponsored by Coca-Cola. Ah.
This concludes another episode of our short radio play series, extremely short, really only like 5 minutes long stories. Once again, brought to you by Roland Park Middle School. Never stop playing.
Good night.